You're listening to Community Radio KGNU, and as we continue our coverage of local elections, we'll turn now to the Boulder Valley School District. District F has two candidates seeking election to the Boulder Valley School Board, and today we have those two candidates in studio, Kitty Sargent and Alexandra Eddy. We'll invite both candidates to make an opening statement. We'll start with you, Alexandra.
Thank you for having me here, Maeve. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with everyone, and for everyone listening, I'm glad that you're involved in this. It's a really big decision that we're making that's coming up in November. So again, my name is Alexandra Eddy. I'm actually a former student of Boulder Valley School District. I went to Louisville Elementary, Louisville Middle School, Monarch, and then Fairview High School, where I graduated. Now I'm actually going down the street, not too far, at CU Boulder, where I'm studying political science. So the reason I'm here is because I feel like I need to give back to my community. I have this innate sense in that I want to implement positive change in the community that gave so much to me. Now, I think that what I can bring to the school board is a valuable perspective of a former student. And if we're able to diversify the board and bring different perspectives and opinions and ideas and backgrounds to the board, then we're able to really collectively come together and make some really good decisions for the best interest of the board. I mean, best interest of the district, excuse me. So I'm hoping to bring that to the table, and I'd like to see some things happen. And I've been given this unique opportunity, and I've seen how the BVSD works on the inside. I've been inside the classrooms. I've worked directly with our educators. So I'm hoping to give back to the community that I love.
That is Alexandra Eddy, a candidate in District F for the Boulder Valley School Board. We'll ask Kitty Sargent, the other candidate, to give your opening statement.
So my name is Kitty Sargent, and I'm running for school board because I think the district right now needs strong leadership to help heal the divide that's happening on the board. And we have some very important issues coming up, and that also takes experience and wisdom to address. Another reason I'm running for the board is I'm really passionate about public schools. I used to be a teacher, and I've always been a champion of neighborhood schools, of public schools. And I was involved when my kids were in school, and again, I would like to give back too.
That is Kitty Sargent, who is seeking your vote for the Boulder Valley School Board in the upcoming election. I'm going to ask each candidate to outline three priorities that you would have if you were on the school board. Alexandra Eddy.
It is really difficult to just outline just three priorities. And I think everyone that's running can right now, and all the districts can really understand that there are a lot of things at the forefront that we're concerned about. For me, I guess this is the first priority I have, is really one of the main reasons why I started running, is I actually saw a Denver Post article was recently that was about the achievement gap. And so here I am reading this article, and to my disbelief, I don't want to admit that we have this huge achievement gap in the district that I think is incredible. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, what can I do? This isn't okay. And so the achievement gap's at the forefront for my worries, and really is where my passion lies. To me, it's not about getting our children to just basic proficiency, but it's above that. It's getting them to close this gap, making sure that every child is given every opportunity to succeed, and we're not even letting one child slip through through the gaps. They really, all of our children are deserving of our attention and time, and most of the candidates agree that this really is at the forefront of our concerns here in the district. Second, of course, we have some turmoil that happened not too long ago with our previous superintendent. So definitely dedicating a large amount of time into finding a new superintendent that's going to be perfect for the district and what we need. That relationship of board to superintendent and superintendent to principals, and therefore, you know, working together in the district, it's essential that we find someone that is going to be a good move for the district. The person has to be passionate about the district like I am, has to be an effective communicator, not someone who's going to micromanage. And this person needs to make tough decisions and work with the diverse forces and make it all come together to be part of the solution. Lastly, we have this really big problem of funding, and on a local level, there's really not a lot that we can do. But the reason why you're listening is because you understand the value in placing people in these positions that are able to effectively allocate our dollars the way they should be spent, and for teachers, and to putting money in the classrooms and implementing these programs. And we are limited by what we're able to do, like the ceiling that we have legislative. It's really impacting our ability to do these things. So really our funding is a big issue. We need to figure out how to get more money into the classrooms. We need to figure out how to get competitive pay for teachers and to make all these resources work together.
That is Alexandra Eddy, who is a candidate for the Boulder Valley School District, District F. And the other candidate, Kitty Sargent, what would your three priorities be if you were on the school board?
Well, the most pressing thing facing the school board is the hiring of a new superintendent. And I would echo what Alexandra said. We need the right person with the right leadership skills. And I would like to find somebody who is what Jim Martin in his book Good to Great calls a level 5 leader. And that's a leader who knows who to bring to work with them and then to give those people what they need to do their jobs, but not micromanaging, being very supportive. Clearly, we need a superintendent who can communicate well with the board, with the community, with faculty and staff. That's always an important thing. A second priority I would have is bringing full-day kindergartens and full-day preschools to all of our schools. We have 8 schools with full-day kindergarten, and the research on that shows that kids who are in school full-day in kindergarten do better in the primary grades. And more we're learning that early childhood education, so preschool, kindergarten, is really, really helpful. And kids who come to school having been in preschool versus kids who come to school not having been in preschool, the kids with a preschool foundation do much better. And I think we need to do very well by all our kids. And I think that can help address some of the low achievement in our community. Another priority, again, I would have is the achievement gap. And to me, the gap, even though it's very large, is not what's important. What's important is how low is the low. We want the high to be really high. That's a good thing. But we don't want the low. So I don't have specific ideas for what can be done yet. I would need to see the budget and see where we could allocate more resources. But I know that the district is doing some good work with some kids by Birch Elementary, for example. And I would like to be able to see what that is and then how can we get those things replicated in other schools.
That is Kitty Sargent, a candidate for the Boulder Valley School Board District F. You're listening to KGNU and our ongoing coverage of local elections. We are going to next ask each candidate some questions. The Boulder Valley School District saw a high opt-out rate of standardized tests in recent years. Given that it puts the district in conflict with state mandates, how would you address that as a board member, Kitty Sargent?
Well, that's a tough issue, Maeve. I support parents' rights to opt their kids out of the testing. In my opinion, ever since No Child Left Behind happened, we have been testing our children way too much. Testing every child, well, not every child, but once they hit, I think it's fourth grade, every year on multiple subjects doesn't help to educate them. There may be ways for us to test less. And if that's the case, I would definitely want to see how we could do that. It would put the school in conflict with state mandates, or the district rather, if a lot of kids opt out. But again, I think the parents are sending a message by opting their children out. I guess I would have to say I'm kind of neutral on it because it wouldn't help the district, but I also support parents in this.
That is Kitty Sargent, candidate in the Boulder Valley School District race. Alexandra Eddy, what is your position then? Or how would you handle the opt-out of standardized tests if you're on the school board?
I agree with Kitty on this. This really is a multifaceted issue, and it's a tough situation. It's not really easily addressed. I do also agree that high-stakes testing also creates this imbalance in the classroom and can be a real big problem for teachers and as far as curriculum. So I absolutely support all parents having that option to opt out their children from these tests. I also agree that there is a lot of testing in the classroom and that can cause some issues. However, as far as state mandates, there has to be a balance. We, of course, we want to, as a school board, encourage our children to take these tests. But then again, I also support every parent's decision to opt out their children. Right now, BVSD is considered a low participation district in regards to testing. It's noted at 95% participation rate. So there's really no penalty right now that we're facing for there being such a really low, or really high rather, opt-out rate. The state board is in dialogue about if they're going to create a sanction for schools who don't meet the 95%. So it could be seen in the future that we face penalties. But as of right now, we're not necessarily facing anything. But this may need to be revisited once or if something like this happens. And we can talk about what that means for the school district or what we actually face if we don't see them testing the way that we would need to for state mandates.
That's Alexandra Eddy, a candidate for the Boulder Valley School Board. There are some new charter proposals coming to the board in the coming years. What is your position on charter schools? How would you handle those applications? Alexandra.
So I'm actually a big fan of charter schools. That's actually what makes our district so great, is that we have opportunities for children, and our charter schools really fulfill that need. That some of our public schools may not be able to offer, or other schools may not be able to offer. So I think that they serve a really great place in our community. However, I do, as a board member, we have to look carefully at new charter proposals to make sure that we're not implementing something that already has been fulfilled, or if there's a need for that in our community. And we need to work with the community on that. And if that is something that we need in our district, then we can go ahead and explore that option. If not, if something's already been filled, then that needs to be a discussion for the board. And if that's going to be valuable for our students, that's the beautiful thing about BVSD, that everyone has a place to receive a high quality education. We just got to make sure that continually is being shown.
That's Alexandra Eddy, candidate for the Boulder Valley School Board. And Kitty Sargent, what are your thoughts on charter schools?
Well, when I first heard about charter schools, you know, before they were implemented, my first reaction was, that's a terrible idea, because that just takes resources away from the schools that are already there. Now that we have charter schools and I can see how they're working, I think there is definitely a place for charters. Whether we need new charters in Boulder Valley or not remains to be seen. What I would need to support a new charter school is to know that this school is going to provide something that is available nowhere else in the district, and that it meets a need or provides something that is absolutely needed. With our open enrollment, kids can go to any number of schools, and we have a lot of different options and schools that operate slightly differently for kids who do better in different types of environments. So to the extent that a new charter would meet an unmet need, I could see myself supporting it. Just because somebody or a group of people thinks, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a new school and do this and that, but is not meeting a need, I could not support that, because we don't have the funding that we need as it is. Boulder Valley School District is $30 million behind on what is owed to us by the state, as are all districts. But so I just could not support spending money on that at this time.
That's Kitty Sargent, candidate in the Boulder Valley School Board race, District F. If you are elected, you will be on the school board when the teacher's contract comes up for discussion next spring. What will your priorities be in that discussion if you were on the school board? Alexandra Eddy.
The board's main responsibility in regards to, not main responsibility, but I guess regarding employment, our employee that we are in charge of hiring and firing is a superintendent. We have people in the district there to help work and make sure that we are having the best teachers in our schools and the best educators. I do want to advocate that it's important that we are giving our teachers the right amount of professional development, and they're continually improving and they have the chance to improve. And we have an amazing amount of very talented educators in our schools right now, and we need to retain them. We have a teacher shortage, and we need to find amazing educators to put in our classrooms and retain the ones that we do have. So it's not necessarily on the board directly to look at these contracts case by case, but rather trust the people that are behind this and really support the people who are making these decisions with us that we are making the best decisions for the whole goal of the district, and we have the same mission and we have the same goals.
Alexandra Eddy, a candidate for the Boulder Valley School District. Kitty Sargent, if you are elected and you're on the board when the teacher's contract comes up for discussion, what would your priorities be?
As a former teacher, I would always want to do everything I could to support our teachers. Besides the children, the teachers are the most important people in the school district. They're the ones who on a day-to-day basis are providing the education that our kids need. And our teachers are really good. Boulder Valley has a very interesting way of negotiating. It's collaborative. And that was a new thing for me. I'd never heard of that before. And apparently it's not very common. You know, negotiations I'd been part of in the past had always been confrontational. And I think collaboration is really a good way to go, because we can work together to set the goals for what we want to see in a teacher's contract.
I'm going to ask each candidate now what question you might like to ask your opponent. Alexandra Eddy, what question would you like to ask Kitty Sargent?
Sure, I guess this is really a multifaceted question. We really need to be transparent and clear about how we're representing our experience. And so I guess I'd like to get some clarity on something the community is confused about, which is your statements of being a retired teacher. When and where have you been licensed as a teacher, and for how long did you teach?
Good question. I started teaching in 1977 in Arizona. My first job was a half-time job teaching in a junior high special ed classroom. And this district was on a 12-month school year. So there were two teachers in the class, and I would substitute for each of them when they were out, because the way this particular district worked 12 months was 75% of the people were there at any given time and 25% were off. After that, I moved to Phoenix and I was able to get a job in a self-contained kindergarten special ed classroom. And back in those days, that's how we did special ed. And it was great. I had 10 students at most and a full-time aide. And it's really unfortunate we don't have the same kind of money now that we had back then. After that, the school district was moving people around, trying to figure out how they wanted to do special ed. And so they moved me to a third grade. And that I did not like very much, because it was back in the days of open schools. So we had three rounds of third grade kids all in one room at the same time trying to do three different things. And I was the special ed teacher, and it was so distracting for the kids that I really got discouraged in that situation. And the year after that, they wanted to move me to another school. And I just said, I can't do this anymore. And so I left teaching. So I was out of teaching for a few years and decided to go back in 85 and ended up moving to Colorado. And so it took a while to get licensed here. I had to go back to Arizona to go to school to get the credits for the license. In any case, I was hired in Westminster District 50, which I believe is called something different now, but it was District 50 at the time. I took over for a fourth grade teacher who had been fired, and this was a tenured teacher. And the fifth grade teachers there all told me that they knew that their kids coming up were going to be a year behind. So I took that over. Fortunately, they really liked the work that I did, and I was offered two different jobs at the junior high level. And I took one at Scott Carpenter Middle School, where I taught sixth grade language arts, seventh and eighth grade literature and seventh grade social studies. And I stayed there until I retired to become a full-time mom.
So then do you hold a license to be a teacher?
Not currently, no.
Okay.
Because licenses are not permanent. You have to keep renewing them.
Right. So you were licensed then in Arizona?
And here.
I guess there was some concern in the community about you being so far removed from a teacher, from a teacher perspective, and working in different classrooms, but that was also a long time ago.
That's true. Yeah. It was a long time ago. I also have spent a lot of time while my kids were in school volunteering in the classrooms. And, it's true, I haven't taught up until last year, but I have taught. and I do understand what teaching is and what it requires. And I have been in school districts with boards who had no idea because nobody had ever been a teacher. So I think it is important to have that perspective and that education.
That is Kitty Sargent answering Alexandra Eddy's question. Kitty, do you have a question for Alexandra?
I would ask you, what kind of conflict resolution skills do you have and experience?
Well, I have conflicts with a 15-month-old, my daughter, all the time. And I swear it's hard, very difficult. So, I mean, for me, I'm a grown-up. I have the adults. I mean, I have the ability to reach conflict resolution. And I think that when it's based behind the passion that I have for my district, I have a vested interest in making sure that we all are able to work effectively together for the best of the district. If we all share this common goal of making sure that our children and our staff have the resources they need to get our students to a certain place, then we're able to all work together responsibly and correctly. I hope that, you know, my years in college and school and my teachers have given me in BVSD, have equipped me for this position. That's why I'm here. I'm here because I've received a really amazing public education in BVSD, and it's because of our educators and the skills that they've equipped me with and the one that I've learned along the way that I'm hoping that I'm able to effectively work with others and make sure we're making good decisions and making them appropriately.
Well, I'm going to invite each candidate to make a closing statement. Alexandra Eddy, a candidate in District F at Boulder Valley School Board in the upcoming election. Do you have a closing statement? And if there's a website or a Facebook page where people can find out more, please give that.
Sure. I want to thank everyone who's listening. Again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of this election. You can reach me directly on my website, Eddy for BVSD. That's EddyForBVSD.com. You can also reach me directly, EddyForBVSD@gmail.com. I am always happy to meet with other constituents and talk about their concerns with the district. I love getting mail and phone calls and voicemail, so please don't hesitate to bug me. I really think that I can bring something to the board, and right now we need to enrich the perspectives that are on the board, and if there's any way to diversify what we have brought to the board, we can make sure that we all have a good district and we all have a good vested interest in making sure all of our children are given every opportunity to receive a great education.
That's Alexandra Eddy. Kitty Sargent, your closing statement.
Well, I too want to thank everyone for listening and for being interested enough in a school board race to take the time to be informed. If you're not informed in a school board race, you can end up with a disaster, as we have seen in other counties. But as you consider your vote, I want you to remember that what BVSD needs is proven leadership. As a former teacher, as a social worker involved in the community for over 20 years, I've gained that experience. My years of involvement in BVSD in the classroom level and at the district level have given me that insight. I helped write the health curriculum. I was part of a Safe Schools Coalition advocating for LGBTQ students. I can be reached at Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T, for BVSD, at gmail.com. I also have a website, sargentforbvsd.com.
Kitty Sargent, Alexandra Eddy are the two candidates running in District F for the Boulder Valley School Board in the November election. Thank you both very much for being with us.